Grace and peace to you. My name is Reverend Betsy Turner. I'm the interim pastor of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church, and it is my joy to welcome you to this service of worship for Christmas Eve 2020. We will also be having a drive-in service in our church parking lot at 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve, and you are welcome to join us. Later in this recorded service, we will be lighting candles, as is traditional in this type of service. And so I would invite you to pause here and go grab a candle if you don't have one. For our call to worship, I share with you a poem called The Decree by Anne Weems, which we used as our call to worship at the Christmas Eve service last year. And I find it even more fitting this year. And in these days, a decree goes out to all the world, for these are taxing times. We are all called again to go to Bethlehem, no matter the state of our health or of the world. We come obedient and faithful, for we have heard the message. We have dreamed the dream that God will dwell among us. We come expectant with joy, pregnant with anticipation, for God has done great things for us. We come searching for a sign, bearing our gifts, we come. We come called from the silent hillsides of our hearts, startled and frightened by the magnitude of light. We huddle together toward Bethlehem. We come one by one, and yet as one, dancing into the promise. Let us worship God together, beginning with song.
A reading from John, chapter 1. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. In our homes, we gather around Advent wreaths to pray our lost hopes, broken peace, limited joys, and love so hard to find and share in this season of coronavirus. We claim power to call this season Advent when God's light comes into the world and nothing can overcome it. First, we relight the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love.
Julia. Get up, sissy. And my gentle ass one is going to be my turn.
And now we light this, the Christ candle.
That's me.
Representing Jesus, the light of the world, even as many things try to cover our witness. Strength, struggle, longing, loneliness, grief, sadness, and despair. The world is broken and the wait is long, but Christ is with us through it all. In humble manger, in a backwater town, a baby. On a convict's cross, a king. In every heart and home where hope, peace, joy, and love endure, Christ with us. Glory to God in the highest heaven, she whispers, and peace to all on earth. Let us pray. God, the dawning of your light brings respite, provides comfort and companionship, fills us with love and peace that is not dependent upon our current situation. Emmanuel, God with us in the weeks to come and in the new year ahead, fill us with the light of Christ, the power of God, and the passion of the Holy Spirit. Ignite hope, peace, love, joy, and light on the wick of our lives so that we may shine brightly in our world. Amen. Amen.
And let us respond with song. Now it's time to light Christ's candle, welcoming the baby boy. Distancing yet joined together, singing hope and peace and joy. Light will overcome the darkness, see the love the Christ child brings. Let us pray. Eternal God, from the tabernacle of heaven to the poverty of a stable, your radiant light shines forth in a tiny baby wrapped in rags. Such humble love astounds us. In Jesus, you have become one with us that we might become one with you. Open our hearts to joyfully receive his love, that he may be born in us and we in him. Through Christ the Lord. Amen. Our scripture reading this night is the familiar words from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I keep thinking this year about the Grinch. You know, the Grinch who stole Christmas. And I mean the good version, the old book and the classic TV animated special from the 1960s. In particular, I keep thinking about that scene at the end where the mean old Mr. Grinch, who hates Christmas and has tried to steal all the trimmings to keep the holiday from coming, he wakes up on Christmas morning and realizes that his neighbors, the Whos down in Whoville, are singing their Christmas songs anyway. And he reflects in the way that only Dr. Seuss could write. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same, and the Grinch, with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something. He hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. As I sit here in my living room, recording this Christmas Eve service a few days in advance, which you will watch on a computer screen or on a tablet, over Facebook or on our website, or listen to by phone, on this Christmas Eve, like no other, in a holiday season and a year, unlike anything any of us have ever experienced before, I can't stop thinking about what the Grinch learned. That Christmas comes anyway. That is good news, my friends. Because this year we're missing the usual events to mark this time of year. The Christmas teas and the cocktail parties, the nutcracker and the Christmas carol, the travel to wherever and whoever usually spend the season. But Christmas comes anyway. We have not been in the sanctuary to light the Advent wreath, to read the lessons and sing the carols together. But Christmas comes anyway. This season has been quieter, perhaps, and more reserved, and frankly, a lot less fun and festive in so many ways. Although, perhaps on the bright side, a little bit less hectic and busy than other years. But regardless of all that, Christmas comes anyway. Because as the Grinch found out, Christmas means a little bit more. We sing and rejoice and celebrate this night like the Whos did on Christmas morning because we know that this night, this story, is about a Who. The very Who of our existence and of the universe. Who was born to us this night? None other than Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, Light in the darkness, Redeemer of the world, the Word made flesh, come to dwell among us full of grace and truth, a perfect gift of God's perfect love. And that good news that deep truth, that source of all of our hope, the source of love that will not let us go, and from which nothing can separate us, the great good news of Christmas, it comes anyway. Christ is born anyway. I dare say most of us are feeling some mixed emotions this Christmas. Disappointment and delight, grief and gladness, relief and resignation, anxiety and anticipation, sweetness and sorrow. And amid all of that, I want to remind us, me, as much as any of you, of the very good news that Christmas comes anyway. That Christ is not born because of what we say or do or deserve, but because of what we need, a Savior, and because of the fact that God loves us enough to dwell among us. The Savior is born because the world needs saving. That he came not in spite of all that's missing and wrong and broken in the world and in us, but because of all that's missing and broken and wrong. The light breaks in because the world is so very dark. That the wonder of this night does not depend on the trimmings or traditions. It does not depend on you or me or anything we might do or say to make Christmas. It depends solely on the mystery and the majesty of God come to dwell among us, full of grace and truth. And so we will sing this night like the Who's did on Christmas morning, that Christmas comes anyway. We will celebrate, perhaps with fewer ribbons and wrappers, less baubles and bows, far fewer greetings and gatherings, that Christmas comes anyway. We rejoice in new and simpler ways this challenging year, in smaller groups, from a distance, through a screen, across a parking lot. But nonetheless, we lift praise to God this night with our hearts and our hands and our voices for this marvelous and life-giving truth that Christmas comes anyway. Christ comes anyway. For you and for me and for our neighbors and for all those who are far away. And indeed, for all the weary world. Thanks be to God that Christmas comes anyway. Amen. Please join me in prayer. This prayer is attributed to the poet Robert Louis Stevenson. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings. And teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May Christmas morning make us happy to be your children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now we come to what is for many folks the highlight of the Christmas Eve service and maybe the Christmas season, the sharing of the light of Christ by candle lighting. If you have not done so already, you may wish to pause the video here so that you can grab a candle or some other light source to light. I invite you to join me in this litany. During the season of Advent, we have lit the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love, brightening the darkness with the promise of Christ's coming. The prophet calls, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." And the psalmist sings in reply, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Jesus himself declares, "I am the light of the world." As we share the light this night, we joyfully testify to the world. Christ has been born. Glory to God in the highest. Alleluia. And with candles lit, trusting that the Spirit binds us together across the distance and unites us in Christmas joy, let us sing together. Was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And that life was the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we have seen his glory. Even on this strange Christmas Eve, the news is still true, and it is still so very good. Christ is born. So go out into the world in great joy, and go knowing that you do not go alone. May the grace of Bethlehem's matchless child, the love of God, who never ceases to amaze, and the fellowship of that Spirit who never wearies, be with you this holy night and forevermore, and give you peace. Amen, and Merry Christmas.